Final preparations are being made in Port Moresby ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Meeting, which is due to get underway over the weekend. All eyes will be on the interplay between the US and China as countries across the region brace for a trade war between the superpowers. The Chinese president is arriving early for the forum, a move many see as underlining his country's expanding influence in the region. I spoke to Professor Andrew McIntyre, who's the director of the Australian APEC Study Centre at RMIT. Professor McIntyre, you're in Port Moresby. Can you describe the impact that the Asia-Pacific Leaders Forum has had on the city so far? Have you seen that fleet of luxury cars we've heard about?
Rachel, I haven't seen the Maseratis yet. But look, this is a big deal for Papua New Guinea, as it was for Australia when we hosted APEC in Sydney in the early 2000s. The full flotilla of people that's coming is just starting to arrive at the moment. Business leaders are here and more coming in tomorrow. Xi Jinping's coming in today because China's having a state visit. Scott Morrison and other leaders will be arriving over the coming days.
Papua New Guinea is by far the poorest of all the member countries of APEC. What does it mean? How significant is it to be hosting an event like this?
This is a really big undertaking for Papua New Guinea. It's a big undertaking for any country. Just one illustration of this, the number of people coming to town, there aren't enough hotels to accommodate everyone. So what Papua New Guinea's done is brought in two big cruise ships to accommodate all the people that are arriving. It's a big investment of resources. Not surprisingly, there are questions being asked here. Is this the optimal use of resources for Papua New Guinea? But you'd have to say that so far, PNG's done a really good job in the way they've handled things.
The US President Donald Trump won't be attending the meeting, and neither will the Russian President Vladimir Putin. But the Chinese President, as you mentioned, Xi Jinping, will be there. How might his presence and the absence of the others be felt?
Oh, it'd be conspicuous. China is combining this with a full-on state visit. That's why Xi Jinping's arriving ahead of the other leaders, and he's going to be feted around Port Moresby today. There are Chinese flags up everywhere. China's making a substantial diplomatic and economic play towards Papua New Guinea, as it has towards other countries around the world that have strong natural resource endowments, because that's important for China. So this is a big opportunity for them in diplomatic terms. Canberra's mindful of that, and you can see Australia making counterplays.
What are the Australian counterplays that you've seen?
Well, the government announced a couple of things in recent times, and I'm sure we'll hear more over the next day or two, but support for digital cabling coming to Papua New Guinea, support for naval facilities, and generally an increased Australian investment in infrastructure here. It's likely that US representatives and perhaps Japanese representatives will also be announcing those sorts of initiatives as well.
The US Vice President Mike Pence will be at the meeting, and the dynamics between the US and China and the worries from other countries about a trade war between those two is casting a bit of a shadow over the meeting and how the countries in the region are interacting with each other, isn't it?
It is, Rachel, and you can really see that in what goes on behind the scenes. It doesn't get picked up in the media coverage, but the drafting of the communiques that come out of big meetings like this, there's huge struggle going on to find language that everyone can live with. And we saw this last year with the APEC summit in Vietnam. Washington's position caused a lot of consternation. Australia took a strong line in pushing for language that was more supportive of open economic relations. And I think everyone's bracing for something similar this time. But there is real disharmony behind the scenes in how we're approaching regional and global trade.
How much is that China-US relationship going to dominate this meeting?
It'll be a big factor, but certainly there, everyone's conscious of it. In the business meetings that have been going on in the last day or so, people are referring to the overarching issue of tensions between China and the United States. But there are also issues just on how the US is positioning its trade policies vis-a-vis everyone else. So yes, there's definitely a big US-China issue, But there's also a US and almost everybody else on trade relations.
Professor Andrew McIntyre, the director of the Australian APEC Study Centre at RMIT, he was speaking to me from Port Moresby.